Ion, we have a special guest for you, a special consultant, special advisor, and let's bring him in. The legendary legend. Do you have some questions, Steve, while you chatter away in the background? Do you even know I brought you forward to speak? Look, we don't even know. Come on, legend. Hey! You fucking idiot, legend. Get in here and ask Ion.
I'm here.
Well, hello there.
How's your mama in there?
Mama name's just fine.
Well, I wanted to tell you that last bottle of RNA drops I had right there at the bottom of it, it got all, like, tasty, yummy.
Wonderful. I was working hard for you there, legend.
Is the reason why, one of the reasons, or the primary reason why the U.S. military was in Iraq was because of the Stargate in Iraq?
What about it?
Was that the primary reason we were there? Or still there?
No.
Is the U.S. military protecting it or using it at this time?
No.
Okay.
Osmium, our friend. Osmium.
Osmium. O-S-M-I-U-M. It's an element, legend.
That's what they've learned how to create from that?
Are you asking Ion?
Yes. Can you describe the term osmium?
Well, it's an element, but your first question was, are they using it? Who's they?
Well, the U.S. forces that are there.
No.
Okay, would you like to explain that word for me?
You asked, were they there? And we said, yes. You said, were they there for a Stargate or a portal pusher or a poppy pup or something? And we said, no. And you said, would you tell us why they're there? And we said, osmium. And then you went on about some other stuff. And so that's what they're there for.
Well, I know, but I'm not sure exactly what the term osmium represents, and was looking for
a
little bit of definition.
It's a metal or something.
Pardon me?
Do you have a Googler?
Yeah.
Try it.
Osmium. O-S-U-E-M?
O-S-M-I-U-M.
O-S-M-I-U-M.
Atomic number 76.
As in motherfucker.
Bob, do you know what it means?
Yeah, it's a hard, brittle, bluish-white transition metal in the platinum group.
Is it going to become more prevalent in the near future?
Yes. It's found as a trace element in alloys, mostly in platinum ores. It's the densest naturally occurring element, with a density of 22.59 G over CM cubed. So there's your 22 and 59 is 14. There's the number for Dobbstown right there on my chart.
CK alien.
So you're saying they had to go to Iraq to develop this alloy?
Bob, will you explain to him that you don't develop natural occurring elements in the earth?
I guess they went there and
developed
applied
the application
it.
Of it.
They developed the application. Here's where it's found. Its alloys with platinum, iridium, and other platinum group metals are employed in fountain pen nib tipping, so lots of pens maybe, electrical contacts, and other applications where extreme durability and hardness are needed, like your dick. Put some on your dick there, legend.
On the nib of your dick.
Ion, do you have any information on Vault 7? Is that going to reveal anything interesting or anything?
Wait. No. Stick with the osmium and find out something new, legend. You haven't even touched on the topic. We just read what was in the Wikipedia. Come on. Use your investigative skills to see what Ion's getting at that he wants to tell you, but you're going to have to earn it.
Do a collective process of questioning?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, he
collectivize yourself.
He introduced that term when I started talking about Iraq and the U.S. military. So the U.S. military has applications for that element?
Well, we know they do. So ask, what are they?
Yeah, that's kind of, they're just protecting it. That's all they do.
They're protecting the quantity of it or where it's found?
Its sources, yes.
And for the purpose of a future application of it? I mean, they're protecting
or a stricter sphincter.
So, okay, see that mouth here? This is what you get. You get a
as
smattering
Michael
of said,
for OCD for osmium covered dick.
He just got that from Michael. He just posted that.
We said that.
Okay.
Michael. We said that.
See, you're throwing a legend. You haven't been on. You're out of practice. Stick with the topic. Try to figure out how to find out what's so important about
it. You better
it.
Hurry before Bob remembers the rules that say you can't be here unless you come all the time and hang out for days and hours and ask endless questions and talk like Bob and live like Bob and do like Bob. For every waking hour that we're not there forever and ever, people have given their very vicarious life savings in the Dixie and can't get to speak to us. And here you are drugging here like a bad habit, too, and all you want to do, I ever want to do. Come on, Keto. You better get this one. Then you roll it back in, try to find out something why you ain't doing it. Your mama didn't tell you the last time, the first time, the next time anyway, and then you come back all the way through to figure out how that Mr. Brady did it after all.
Oh, Tom Brady. Oh, from the Super Bowl. So was that somewhat of a staged event?
No.
Okay, so it's funny how Bob would build his platform off of a foundation of no rules, but suddenly he's bringing up rules, more rules.
Well, no rules is still a rule, isn't it?
Yeah, I violated the no rule.
Hey,
get rid of it. It's too much of a
no rule.
It's like the Santa Claus.
Yeah.
It's like the Santa Claus.
I'm Santa Claus, remember? I give it and I
no,
take it away.
Santa, the Santa Claus, the clause that makes you Santa.
Yeah, the contract, the particular paragraph in a particular contract I'd made with non-physical.
Joe Dunn Sloan.
Sloan again. He's mentioned the third time he's mentioned
again.
It today.
Again.
Are there any nuggets of entertainment value in the Vault 7 material that they're starting to push around?
Who's they?
WikiLeaks. The Vault 7. You haven't heard that?
No.
Oh, yeah?
Stephen, they're releasing it. So you want to ask a particular question of Ion.
Well, they're threatening to release information regarding the topic of Vault 7, which may include but not limited to a variety of data that they've accumulated from emails and from data combing and from who knows, rumors, whatever. I just thought Ion might have an opinion on that.
Well, ask him about it. Properly ask him his opinion.
I mean, do you have an opinion on Vault 7? Anything there that's worthy?
Yeah, it might be very, very interesting, but mostly unlikely.
Well, would you say that there's a large number of trannies within the Hollywood network of media and entertainment?
Not too many.
Yes, about trannies.
Do you know what trannies are?
Well, there's a variety of them.
Well, that's the point. So if you're limiting just to that arena, that's not with boys or without boys or being girls or not boys or chicks with dicks or dicks with chicks or whatever you want to try to say. There's a very few that actually affect that because a cross-dresser is not a tranny. So you got to figure out the difference.
Okay, so they're very good cross-dressers is what I meant.
Yes, good. That's
quiet.
We wanted to be clear so we can get you right.
So they weren't castrated, but they're just really good cross-dressers.
Right. So it's exactly 657,411 emails in Vault 7.
And so there's some juicy nuggets in there that are going to get some people excited, or it's just a lot of hot air.
FBI.
They're going to take some people down, is what you're saying? They're going to start cleaning the swamp?
Computer says yes.
Okay, good. That sounds pretty exciting.
Hey, legend. You know, when I says computer says yes, I asked Ian what that means. He's referring to the Android meme, the automatic processor of information. All right, so computer says yes means the Android meme's going to say yes. It'll be on your Blitzer report.
Okay, it'll probably tell you where Gaddafi's goal went. It'll give you all of Anthony Weiny's emails and all of the tweets from the House Oversight Committee.
So will that develop into some movement in regards to taking action against some of those steps?
And reflecting on the gene bench, yes.
On the gene bench? What's that, legend? On the gene bench.
Gene banks.
Hey, Ian, does Bob need a hearing aid?
Hey, just a minute. I'm finding what he's saying. You mean the banks of genetic reserves, of genetic material, Ian?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, legend.
So there's a smattering of data within there that implicates quite a few topics regarding a lot of stuff that's been concealed over the past few years that will be the beginning of the breaking of the ice, so to speak. Would you agree with that, Ian?
Okay.
Is there anything you could tell me more specific than what you've already mentioned, which
Crawl
was, I thought
Incorporated.
Was...
Crawl Incorporated.
And that has to do with my next question, or it has to do with Vault 7?
That's Vault 7.
Was that a company name, Kroll Incorporated, Ion, did you say?
Yes, it's correct. That's correct.
Yes.
He wants to know something else.
Do we want to know something else?
No, that's what he said he wanted, something else.
Kroll Incorporated, and what? Can you explain why you mentioned that name?
You asked.
They have something to do with Antarctica?
No.
Well, that was my next question, to see if you had any more details about why all the celebrities and politicians have been frequenting Antarctica.
No, we put it on your goober snatcher. You don't need us.
Did you do that yesterday, today? When did you do that, Ian?
It's right near... Right now. 5:22 p.m.
I don't see 6:502. Doesn't look good, Ion. 6:50.
At the 6:52:20 p.m.
Oh yeah, I see that. Big link. Webcash Google user. So I will help you here, legend, and Google it, see what comes up.
All right.
Nothing came up. Didn't work. So what do you think of that? Didn't work.
He didn't see anything at all.
Yeah, it didn't work. It's a long link.
Leo's having a little bust out.
Who is?
Leo.
That's not Leo of what youth is. That's another guy. Leo DeLion. What do you say, Leo?
You know,
you're laughing,
like Leo DeLion. Because you couldn't copy that. You couldn't copy a damn address right.
No, I copied it. I just, you know, blew out what's there. I've got every letter in. I'll try it again. Move it up.
Oh,
National Archives and Records. Here it is, Bob. I found it. National Archives and Records Administration. Damage to revolving fund records caused by building failure. So this must have to do with Building 7?
Vault
7. Building.
This is the one that mysteriously dropped in 8 seconds and nobody touched it?
They never saw it coming or going. Yeah, they never saw it going. Yeah. It came
up. But Silverstein said we decided to pull it.
May 2nd. It seems to have happened on May 2nd, 2007. the building failure. That's what it says here. Nothing to do with 911 on the surface.
Okay, good. Well, that's enjoyable. So now you can play some Ice and Lee, Bob. Enjoy that.
Well, have we obliged Legend enough?
You know, so he can go through that. That's 3 pages worth of stuff.
Brian, you had inferred that the Atlanta Falcons were going to win. What happened there?
No, we didn't. We said they're not going to lead by 3 touchdowns. They did the first 3 quarters, but they were not. We said not Atlanta, not by 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, we did not say that. We did not say it. I caused that. Did you hear the show last week? I caused the whole
thing. But if you were betting on the quarters, you won. Great. But there you go.
Okay, good. Well, you got to have a few other nuggets in there for us.
Dig them out.
Which topics would you like me to develop?
Well, think about it a little bit.
I am. I have. Okay, I just wanted to know if you had consistent contact or if you could have contact with Chiron, and if you do, can you explain what type of entity that is?
Good Lord, suffering cats. Are you still playing with that mess? Go get you some damn payroll cards and solve all that. Well, Pete's sake, why in the hell you want to get in some of that bullshit to run around to figure out you're going to know something? Yes, it's some entity, like you're some entity, but it's not a god, so we ain't fucking with it.
Are you part Angel Ion? Are you Metatron?
Oh,
no,
geez.
We are not fucking Metatron, Elohim, Elohenu. Lord suffering, man of fucking there's been no archangel dick in our ass. You should know that for sure. Crazy.
Legend, no archangel dick in Ion's ass. Isn't that great?
How come you know so much about angels?
Because they're servants. You want them to be your servant. In order for them to be your servant, you got to know who they are. They're going to bow before you. When you see in the tops of their heads, it ain't the yarmulke you're looking for.
And that includes Lucifer?
He is an archangel. He is.
Would you consider him dark?
Mel, kiss my dick.
Mel, kiss my dick. You like that, Cha? Was that a good one, Cha?
That's from Michael. That's from Michael. He was an angel, too.
All right, good.
Hey, Stephanie, do you have any questions? All right,
Cha had 4 exclamation points and the surprise face, Bob.
That's right. We just mentioned her. She's shocked that she got singled out of the anonymous
she's cooking in Legend. She's cooking in Legend's kitchen. Mm-mm. Did you watch Legion? Did you watch Legion? That's at least something interesting.
What, the series Legion?
Yes, the series Legion.
No, have you, Bob, watched it?
No.
You should watch it.
Although I did watch Versailles. That was pretty good.
I'll be finishing that tonight, Legend. I'll see you.
Don't spoil it. Don't tell him she died.
Yeah, I know she fucking died. I already heard that shit. I know she dies. The end of the show with her, the 9th episode with her collapse, and we know she's going to die in the 10th. It's funny. She's involved with the 2 guys, with Philip and Louis. She's the concubine of both of them.
Duke d'Orléans. It was the wife of Philly. The Duke d'Orléans.
And they had relationship.
Would you put that at about 80% Ion, factual?
It's close. It's just all the drama that went with it. And there was much more bloodshed, and it was a bit more gory than they laid it out. Laid it out as all these bunch of faggots running around a big old shiny palace trying to figure out who's pitching and who's catching. It wasn't quite like that. There was some ruling going on.
There's some government, like Trump government, you know, killing people. But you know, Legend, Duke of Dorleen, Duke Philip, he's still alive. He didn't pass on, didn't transition.
Oh, he's one of them immortals, huh?
No, he just didn't die. Immortals are vampires. We don't know about that, but he didn't die. And it doesn't mean he's ascended. This is a new point we learned, Ion. People like T.S. Eliot, they never died, never transitioned, but they're not ascended. Right?
Yeah, and he's been quite promiscuous, and he don't even have the HIV.
Yeah.
The HIV.
Did you hear that song, Bitchin' Camaro? The guy talked about how he had AIDS. I forget what it was, the lyric. Sarah was into it. She could tell us. It was funny. Goodbye, Versailles. Bob's done watching you tonight. That's right. Once I see it, ratings will go down. Off the chart.
Okay, I have another question here for you. So you mentioned just recently that for those who continue to ascend, the rods and the cones in their eyes will be extended. And so does that mean that they'll be able to see all dimensions around them,
yes,
including but not limited,
yes,
to,
yes,
fairy spirits,
yes, yes,
aliens?
Yes, yes, yes. Fairy. See, you go in all that bullshit again. Why don't you just say everything and make that include instead of going in all that winky-winky stuff? Okay, yes, your vagina has a little dimple on the side. Okay, good. But we're talking about pussy. We're not talking about the little dinky-dinky on the side. Let it alone. Knock the little man out of the boat. Let's go. You're getting all this crazy talk, and you get it on a good topic, and you get something figured out, and you own something pretty good. Then you go in this wah-wah, woo-woo, wibbity-wab, and they wonder what happened. The next thing you know, your garden gnome's got an erection, and you don't know what to do with it. You're trying to see if you can figure it out.
You there?
Yes, he's there.
Of course.
He summed up you real good. He summed up good.
What are you saying? There's no fairies? There's no gnomes? There's no elves running around?
Of course there are, but you don't need to make that be the moniker of life. You ain't even got the good stuff down. You ain't figured out this realm, and you're trying to figure out how to see other ones.
My question was, will you eventually be able to pick up on those vibrations?
And the answer is yes, but it won't be so you can notice the size of the lawn gnome penis. You'll be able to do other more important fun things with that.
Well, that was inferred, but
yeah,
the question.
Don't
okay.
Infer. Wah, wah, woo, woo, whippity, whap. Mm-hmm. That Michael
okay.
is on the money tonight.
You know who Michael is, legend?
South African Michael?
Yes, you know of him.
Well, yeah, I've heard him calling. He's one of the two in South Africa that listen to the show.
What'd you say? He's one of the what?
He's one of the few, too, that listen to the show.
One of the few, did you say?
Yeah, I said few from South Africa.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, there's
only
a few
two.
From down there.
Yeah, the Nicholas two. And Michael.
His friend,
as far as
yeah.
we know. But there are millions listening. I was talking to Ian about it. We have such a huge audience around this world and other worlds.
It's why it blew Bill's Turbo Bridge.
Right.
Twice.
Hey, legend, Ian is
yes.
on the chat line pretty well all week long now. You know why he's on there? He told me yesterday. He's on there to keep Bill's Turbo Bridge functioning. Bill wouldn't be able to hold together. His equipment's too weak. So Ion is keeping the fucking station going. Follow this by performing all week long.
And we didn't even charge him a thing. We didn't charge him a damn nothing.
Right.
Didn't charge him nothing.
You mean on the chitty chat?
Yes.
No, on the
Ion's there all week
bridge.
Long. Well, Turbo Bridge
yeah, the chat line, but not on the voice,
the
right?
fucking technology. Just generalize it. The technology would be
yeah.
kaput without Ion's input the past few weeks.
Okay, got it.
That's
well,
why you're now broadcasting a pre-recorded show.
Well, please explain, how come you come in and out the way you do? Why do you drop and then come back? You drop on by intent, or you drop
because
you
of
can't hold that
resident, Bob's resident interval. Because if you had it all the time, it wouldn't be special. If you had it all the time, you wouldn't want it. You have it, you wouldn't want it. So you got to want it in order to abstinence makes the dick grow harder.
Abstinence makes the dick grow harder. Very hey. New, very good, Ion.
Hey, guys, I'm out in the pouring
rain.
Tropical rain. Listen to it.
Yay,
yeah.
It's wonderful. Watch
nature,
watch
isn't that wonderful? Legend.
We should do
you.
You
don't get
we should do y'all some. We
California.
Should do y'all some axiom water too. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. When's that going to be ready, Ion?
None of your business.
It's ready right now.
Oh, okay. Can I order it online?
No.
Well, you can't even figure out if your gnome has an erection yet or not. How would you be able to do that?
I don't need to know that. But
well,
I would like
okay.
to get some of that axiom water.
Yeah, that's a good boy. Now you're getting back to Zoom. Okay, be patient. Don't be a doctor. Don't be a drag. Just be a queen. And we'll get you hooked up here pretty quickly.
Okay, great. Have you tried it, Bob?
No comment.
He doesn't remember, and if he does, he won't remember. It'll be fresh and new every single time. See, he and Karen have a simple kind of love. It's so much, it's just delicious. It's a simple love.
We eat simply, too.
He's probably taking showers with it and bathing with it. He's probably in the bathtub with it.
Probably.
My dick,
you know,
I've got hard, osmium-covered dick now. Oh, man, he says, I'll stick
there
my dick
go.
In.
Nice.
Oh, man, it's AccuWater.
How nice.
I'm thinking a gold commercial. I'm thinking of using it internationally, on the jet set level.
Well, when's the next time you're going to get outside of Hawaii?
Not for a long
he's
time.
He's never been to,
I have
he's
no
never been to Hawaii.
Either.
He's never been to Hawaii in his life.
That's right. I'm in another world.
Alternate
I met with Bert. I met with Bert in Paris, and he had to come to another world to see me. And his body has never recovered. His body is mutating because he can't get back to where he used to be. He's still stuck in my world. He's going through a bunch of mutations. From the restructure. Are you doing the restructure, Legend?
Yes, but I just ran out. I'm getting ready to order some more.
It's worth it.
It is. I will agree. It's worth it.
You know,
yeah, look at the change. Look at the shift in your body. Look at the shift in your body. Let's do, hey, you want to have some fun? Let's do Legend's body, Bob.
All right, good. I accept that.
Tell us about your meat sack.
Well, I still hold more weight than I thought I would, but I feel stronger. I mean, my muscles are so denser, my back, my arms, and my legs.
Yes, they are stronger, but the weight part is you're going to balance that, but you got to let it go.
Let it go mentally, or what do you mean let it go?
You don't need to be that grounded.
So how do you let it go?
Don't be that grounded. Get up off the ground.
Levitate, you mean?
Don't even make it that hard. Hey, tell Titus he doesn't know how to spell it.
Bob. Who doesn't
Titus.
Know? Titus. Titus.
Titus.
Hey,
no.
I'll spell
Titus.
It for him. Let me spell it. Yeah. AXEION. Titus. There it is. There's the spelling. She's got axiom like a mathematical theorem. AXIOM. No, it's AXEION. See that, Titus? Titus?
EIEIO.
Look at that. What do you think of that, Titus? Type a response. Acknowledge it.
Oh, my God, Bob,
yeah, no.
We've started the live show now. Wait, I'm sorry, Legend, we have to go now. We're doing the live show now. We ain't doing the bullshit no more. We're in the real deal now. Okay, Bob, bring up the good guest. Get it going now. You got it. Thank you. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks
for stopping by. We pre-recorded Legend. Legend, the pre-recorded fairy.
Yay.
Okay, you got
fairy.
It.
You got that? I don't. He says, I don't. What does that mean, you don't? What did I
he
say?
Don't.
I don't?
He
don't do it. We don't know why. Okay, exit.
He said you got it. Why are you mishearing?
I got it.
I think he needs a hearing aid. Does Bob need a hearing aid?
Shut up. Titus, look, he says, I don't, Carolyn. Titus says, I don't. I don't what?
He didn't say I don't. He said, I got it. Whatever you said before, he said, yeah, I got it. And you misunderheard him.
No,
you're talking about Titus.
I'm reading a different response.
And what,
tell Ion I said, I don't.
Yeah, tell Ion I
Shake
said,
it
didn't
off.
Say what he said. Tell Ion I
off.
Said, I don't. It's all, this guy is a schizoid.
But
and he goes,
Bob,
but thanks, Bob. After all this, the
with all little bees. With
Bob.
All little bees. Left all little bees. Like a little baby, Bob. Little beezy, little boozy. They like young geezy and little beezy. They like both of these. Little beezy.
Hey, Leo, what is it? Leo, Let me just find it. Leo.
The lion.
Okay, Leo.
Leo the lion. Leo the lion.
Yeah, is that you, Leon? Leon Cummings? Leon, is that you? Leo the lion? Just tell me. Type it up. And then Titus says, I got it. We don't even know what he got. Let's start over again, Titus. It's
I
active.
Think he's saying what Legend said. Get over it, Bob. Move on. Please, move on.
We're on the live, Bob. We're on the live show now. We're doing the live show now, Bob. Come
okay,
on,
let me bring out the live people. The Legend is just a pre-recorded first.
Are you 101.07?
Okay, Legend, great talking to you. Come on back
Thank
tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Come on back to the... Y'all come back.
No rules here. Yeah, y'all come back. Okay, we click off his giggling, so we go to...
Y'all come back to the Y'all Come Back Saloon.
Would you like to speak 510?
Yes, I would like to talk to Ion.
Hey.
Hi, Ion. How are you?
We are bubbling over. How about you?
I am awesome. We're sitting here, and I listen to your show all the time, and with Richard, who knows Bob. And all of a sudden, like, stuff was going on. Our TV wouldn't work. Our music wouldn't work. And and it prompted us to call in, Ion. So what do you need to tell us?
Yeah, how do you spell your name,
good.
Asham? How do you spell
Lena.
Your name?
My name is Lena, L-E-N-E.
Lena, Bob. It's Lena. With
is that L-E-N-A
Richard.
Or L-E-N-E?
L-E-N-E. L-E-N-E.
All right. Lena. Now, did you say Asham at some point a minute ago?
No.
Okay. How are you talking about? You're... What was so funny? I missed it. What happened? Somebody say something funny?
Move on, Bob.
I missed it. Yeah, what
Move on.
I missed that fucking laugh. I hate this thing laughs.
I know
I like
you
to laugh.
Bob.
I fucking didn't catch the wave.
Laughs on you,
what
Bob.
What the fuck happened?
Laughs on
what
you.
What said that made me get a side
Move on, Bob.
Yeah, move on. Okay. So this is Richard Ruggiero, Lean, right?
Yes.
Lena.
Yes.
Lena.
Yes.
Richard
yes.
Ruggiero,
yes.
Who phoned in last week. Yeah, he phoned in last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, he did phone in last week.
So
yeah, I just listen. I don't normally phone in. I don't.
But now shit's happening in your home, and we have to
right,
fix it.
Like
your
right,
TV
and
can't
it was
work.
So funny.
Okay,
yeah,
here's what happened. Here's what. Here's
stuff.
Okay. What happened is the Mediacology. That's where everybody's trapped. But there is no Mediacology. See, that's what you're finding out now, since there's now fake news and alternate news and alternate
oh, yeah.
truth and non-truth and
Bob,
crazy stuff.
Much Bob.
Even the cunt news network won't work anymore, and that was it. They're becoming a comedy show now. They're doing comedy. It's so wonderful. Oh, Mr. Trapper, he might not make it. He might make it. He may not make it, but they're
Good
making
Trapper.
It funny since. Hey, I already said pussy on the air, so nothing's sacred anymore, so it's over now. And so, anyway, what's happened is the Mediacology, there's a lot of music that goes with it, but see, that's what the interval space is what you're running into. Now, picture your world in an EMP where everything is completely destroyed and you can never access that media again. Where would you look? Where would you store it? Where would it be?
I would just store it in my non-physical.
Good. That's right. Or in the interval, in the in-between space. Because, see, there's vast space in between the space, because that's how they make music anyway. It's not the note or tonal thing like Frank Zappa's not even music. But if you had some real music, it's the space where it's not playing is what makes it tonal. The lines and spaces are what makes it music or musical. So that's what you're running into. And so now what you're coming back to is you're getting a little taste of this new place where that's not the meme. That's not what it's about. That's not what's going on. That's not what's happening. Back to the days where they used to watch the radio, remember?
Yeah, I kind of get what you're saying there. It's like more about the vibration
tiny,
of the music.
It's a tiny taste. It's a vibration of you. Now, the more powerful you become, which you are quite powerful, the more powerful you become,
yeah.
the more you may experience this. And that's not bad. Just don't push against it, because you can blow some shit up if you want to. but we don't suggest it, because then you just got to, you know, you can bash the TV off the balcony, but you just have to go buy another one, so there's no reason to destroy a perfectly good one. It's the in-between space.
Well, that makes sense, though. Yeah, because, you know, I have been coming more and more into my power. So
ping your internet. That's what'll mess you up.
Ping your internet?
Yeah, ping your internet, because you'll think it's, like, not doing anything, and it'll be, like, so far off the chart, it can't even keep up with it. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
But, like, less than a second ping is pretty impressive.
Yeah, I kind of get that. But I have a question for you. A couple weeks ago, Richard and I were at the bar, and I just to mess with the humanoids, I call them, I kept playing angel songs. Any song that had the word angel in it, okay, I kept playing and playing. They didn't notice, but I knew what I was doing, and then all of a sudden, some fights started breaking out in the bar, and chaos, and quite entertaining. So, what's that all about?
Well, you ushered them. There's always a fight. Everybody thinks angels from the realms of glory are some little fairy fucker people thing. They're not. They're great big behemoth buck master men that want to scrap.
Right. They like to battle. They like to fuck with the humanoids. I know.
Hell yeah. And they love to poke him, because, especially with little men, because then they're just playing with them. They are superior. Now, they're not superior to God. And your music, you think, had a lot to do with it, but it didn't. It was your intention that caused it.
Right. No.
As you were fucking with the humanoids. And they had to respond. They had no choice. And then that was why it was kind of fun. I mean, for shits and giggles and all that kind of stuff.
Well,
as long as you don't start drinking the LA freeways, honey, you'll be okay.
All right. Another question I have is, okay, Richard, when he talks to angels, he talks in angel talk, but I've talked to angels my entire life, and I've always just talked to them in English, because that's what I speak, and I've always...
No, you don't. Understood. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't.
Okay.
That's what you hear. That's what you hear, but that's not what you speak.
Really?
Really.
Can you?
That's why
that?
You were... Now, listen, stop. You were playing music that had the word angel in it, and you damn called angels damn. So, something just off a little bit there.
I have a question, though. Like, I talked to Gabriel, Michael, and Lucifer. Even in my whole life.
No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. You talk to Elohim more than most of them.
Elohim angel?
Yep, more than anyone else.
Well, what about the other ones? Do I talk to them?
You do, but not specifically. They just hear you.
But I always use, I understand them when I'm speaking to them.
No, you don't. It's Elohim. He's your translator.
Oh, so he okay, that makes sense. So, like, there's, like, the middle guy. I'm talking, and he just translates what I'm saying, and then he translates back to... So that's why I think it's in English and it's not an angel talk, because it just he's just the middle guy.
Yep. Oh, God, Sarah's having a little gizgasm.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah, poor Sarah.
Angel. Okay, so I just... created that I would have that then.
Sarah's so much fun. It's fun.
Yeah.
So just play with it. Just play with it, and it's fine. But now, now you know something. So now you're responsible. Before you were just for shits and giggles, but now you've upped the ante, up the anthropomorphic ante. So no more free poker. Now you got to pick it up.
I'm only responsible for me.
Well, that's more than you can control so far.
Yeah, but I don't care if the humanoids all die off, because, you know, if they're not going to become ascended, they're, like, not my problem.
No, we don't mean that, darling. We don't need you to become a great physician. You just need to be aware of your power. That's all. Just know what
you're
doing.
You're just voting ion dogma there, Lean. That's fucking, I've heard ion say that kind of talk. You're just voting off. You and Richard just memorize ion shit. You don't fucking talk to me, so you know nothing. I'm way more important than talking to fucking angels. I'm a big deal. A big fucking deal, and you ain't talking to me, you aren't learning how to talk.
Bob, in your mind, you are a big deal. You are, Bob.
It's not in my mind. I don't tell you what's on my mind. I have explained that for years. You don't hear what's on Bob's mind. He doesn't tell anybody what's on his mind. I am language itself communicating under Android mean conditions.
He's the interval.
I'm the resonant fucking resident interval. Not resonant, resident, D-E-N-T.
Resident.
Big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've listened to you for years, Bob, and I know you like the sound of your own voice, and I, you know.
Wow. Well, that's, see, you're all fucked up, man. That's it. I'm the person who doesn't like their sound of voice.
Look at all the, there was only four people on the show, and now all these people have been listening to you all these years.
Yeah,
remember when
there was two?
And we would say how many people were on, and you were like, there's only two people on the show. Ryan says there's 700 million people listening. Blah, 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 blah. And we're like, well, then this, and then that, and then this, and then that. And now all these people are coming out of the woodwork, Bob. Where are they? Now they call in. They never called in. They just kind of listen and just kind of kick and lick it and stick
it.
Yeah,
they may say, like, I've been listening to Bob, who likes to talk, hear his own voice talk. It's ridiculous.
I listened to Bob at 88.5 and CKLN, and he was all fucked up. He was trying to make the money check.
Bob, you're so
way more than that.
Lean,
you're not listening.
You were listening to the Revelation. When I listened to the Revelation series, I liked you because you were always like, no, I don't get this. I don't, what, no, I had to explain yourself. I enjoyed that.
Well, good, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. But why don't you call in and stop, why don't you stop listening and call in and help create stuff, create words and patterns.
I'm calling in now. I waited for the right time.
That's with Ion. I'm talking with me.
With Bob, after
Ion's gone.
When you talk to Bob, you have to giggle a lot, darling. I'm just telling you.
We like that.
Amusement is awesome. It's great to have amusement. That's like the best thing. You're entertaining. But I'm telling you, I like you. You keep Ion on his toes. You always are like, what?
Yeah.
Fuck that, Ion. What is that?
And when you're that, I parse the that's from the they's, from the it's, from the biggies.
The great
that's
parser.
Right.
You don't let
he's
him
the
him
great,
and all.
He's the great parser.
I'm the great parser. The great we have a new parser. Name for me, Carol. The great parser. P-A-R-S-E-R there,
Lee.
He speaks
Slytherin.
He speaks Slytherin, Slytherin too.
You sound like a little fly, Lee. Just stand up. Make yourself bigger.
Alien. I speak what'd you say? Alien languages.
That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Just English is an alien language.
Yeah, it is. That's one of them. Yeah.
No, they're all alien languages. How about television? How about Twitter? These are alien environments.
How about OMG? What's the BFD?
Yeah, you've been living in a little hole too long, Titus, Lean. You built up a whole fantasy about yourself.
Titus has got it worked out. It's all
okay, wait a minute. What is this fantasy that I
really
look at you.
Everything
you got allergic. You're allergic.
Everything's emoji. Everything's emoji.
Yeah, I live in emoji world. I'm just emoji. But, you know what? You really have to be talking to me, Bob. I'm emoji right now.
Emoji. Lucy, you don't know how to dialogue. You're just fucking emoting. You're reacting like allergies to different frequencies I'm giving you.
Why not?
Yeah, Lee is allergic to certain frequencies that she thinks I'm emitting.
It's kicking
like
chicken. Winner, 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 chicken dinner. Okay, now we got the language. We got the language. You're special. You're powerful. You like to make angels fuck people. You like to make angels fuck people at the bar. But it's nice that you give them a lot of drinks so that they don't
it's
eat
fun.
Anything. They can just take it like I'm in. And it's fun. Like that's fun. As long as everybody knows. It's all good. Nothing wrong. And you don't hurt them badly. So it's all good. So good. All right, now, whatever.
I listen to the current, but I've listened to the past, you know, you and Bob talking, and there's a part where you were talking to your higher self, your non-physical versus your...
We have
you know.
Never said that in our entire beingness, talk to your higher self.
It's not a new standard I agreed with. Note that, Lita.
Never have we said do anything with your higher self as opposed to your lower self. That's some bad Abraham,
okay,
darling.
That was a bad word. Okay, I will clean that up.
No worries. That's what we're here for. You're powerful, honey. But we're with you. We're with you. You all right?
My non-physical, my physical talking to one another. So my physical talked to my non-physical, and my non-physical started showing me its images of, oh, how do I say that without you ripping me to shreds?
Don't say it. If you don't have the words, don't say it. You don't have to force it. Bob has to force it, but you don't have to force it. Just hold back a second. This is how you get some of this shit stirred up, darling, just like this. So you don't have to slam on the brakes. Just ease off the gas just a little bit. Okay, what you're trying to convey is as you apply a higher knowing self, you start to recognize, or you people say something, you just know what they're talking about. And you don't know how you know, and it's not even a topic you know, and it's not even to know, and the next thing you know, you're interrupting them if you're ear hustling, as you so kindly do many times, and you'll just say, the answer is blah, 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 blah. And they say, oh, well, thank you so much. I'm glad that's something that you're interested in. You're like, I really don't even know what the hell you're talking about, but that's the answer. You say, that's the part that you clear out the cobwebs. You move the smoke out and start enjoying the fire. That's the point.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Did you notice the M? Did you notice the M in your hand recently?
Yeah.
That wasn't always funny. There, you know.
I know. It's funny.
Good.
But like you say, I talk over their head. I talk over a lot of people's head. They have no clue what I'm. They have no clue what I'm talking about.
That's good.
Well, an ascended person, Lena, rule number one, ascended person communicates to people successfully. That's the degree of your lack of ascension, that you talk over people's heads. You can't meet them at the level and give them some ESP. You got to fucking fix that up. Get Richard to help you.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
You should not talk over people's heads. You should find out
where they're at, and then
you respond. You mirror them.
So if you talk like Bob,
you just look behind the preposition.
Okay, but you're saying to talk at their level, even if I might be past them.
Not at their level, at their frequency or what they might understand. Then you start to tweak what they think they understand and alter it a bit. You figure out what they don't know or what would interest them.
Okay, I kind of get it. So you're like listen better, and like you say, their frequency,
you're laying out, look how you're playing with this, like here. With Bob, as an uncommon equal, all of a sudden you can have interaction back and forth, a banter. With normal jacklegs, you can't do that because they don't know what you're talking about. They just get out of the way because they're like, gosh, I don't know what the hell she's talking about. I'm just going to get on by. Bob may feel that way too, but he's going to move you to a point where if you're full of bullshit, he's going to question you till you come forth. He'll call you out, just like Legion, every single time without fail or exception. You do the same thing, but on a different level. You're just doing it for shits and giggles and fun. There's always degrees that apply, but we're saying, amp it up just a little bit. That's what Bob's saying. You got to bring it back full circle so that you can include the interval that allows people to get you, that you can actually get people at every level, and they get you at every level. You have to amp it up. So, or if you're not going to do that, then don't engage them. You know, that's what he's saying. And that's all right either way.
No, I do. I have talked to Bob before. I don't know if he remembers, but I do enjoy talking to Bob because he is quite
Bob
up
forgets.
At that level.
He forgets. He forgets every time, and it's fresh and new. When he have a simple kind of love, see, it's fresh and new every single time. It's beautiful.
Yeah, Bob keeps up with me. I do enjoy talking to him, like that level, like that frequency. But I get
we know. And see, that's an alternate fact. We understand that, and that's what I'm seeing these days. But it's good work, darling. We like it. We tell him the same things too. It's all good.
Yeah.
See,
well,
she's learning.
I know why
she's learning. She's learning. She's learning, Bob. Look at that. Then she's laughing a little bit. This is getting good.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good.
Calming
it's
down.
Good.
Yeah, she got on the defensive.
Then we start.
But the,
then we're
the
all,
big
now
problem
we're
is Richard. Richard's a fucking afraid to speak. He thinks people are
right
going
here.
To judge him.
He can hear you.
I know, I
okay.
know. Why did Richard ever come on and speak? Now, Richard, come on and speak.
Now it's a,
introduce
now it's a live show. Come on.
Yeah, now we're live.
Bob won't interrupt. You got the floor.
Bob, don't be afraid if you're scared. Come on now.
What
Bob can resist
we're
anything.
To communicate on your
Bob,
own level.
Bob,
first of all, communicate on your own
Bob,
fucking level to yourself
Bob,
so we get
Bob,
a clue what
Bob,
you're talking about. What?
Bob can resist anything except temptation.
Don't tempt me, Richard. Now, Richard, start talking, acting
cream.
On something. May introduce the topic, make some sense. Make it all up.
He's going to send an email. He's going to send an email. Yeah, just anything. What would you like to discuss?
All right, let's bring up something random. All right, so California is...
Gone.
I understand that. You know, I'm working on this project right now, and seems like for the last 2 weeks that the mudslides have been coming down. I can't even get to work, you know, every other day. And I see all the little, you know, it's simple like that. But as I listen to, I guess, the Bob show or the Payday show, I see it all happening in front of me. And...
Right. Now, there was a many moons. Many moons we said that back to the in the old Curtis days. We talked about all this stuff, and everybody just laughed. Oh, they thought it was the funniest thing ever. We sitting there talking about how that platinum was going to be the same price as the gold. You should swap the gold for platinum and get paid booty in between it and come back and then have the gold. And it happened. And then we talked about all these different things taking place. Khaleesi made a damn fortune. She's hanging in there. And Margarita down in Texas on the other side. There's lots of fun engagements that have come this path. And like this one, now you are seeing them occur firsthand, which is kind of fun because you're getting to see the benefits, the proof's in the pudding. A lot of people had to listen a long time while it was catching up to catch up. But now the Synth Purple, the Tsukushima, now your AO2SO4 formula is starting to kick in, starting to kick a little bit, like the number of rads you can take now that you couldn't take before.
And thank you for that.
No, it's your doing. You like it that way. You like it rough. It's good.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, take a little chisel and start on the line. It's literally kind of on the line now. Lake Tahoe is kind of iffy. We're not sure if all the Lake Tahoe is going to make it or not. It's right in that area from the Reno side. You see, you know.
I love Lake Tahoe. I love Lake Tahoe. We should not touch Lake Tahoe. It's beautiful.
Well, but it's going to be oceanfront for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, okay. Fair enough. If we had...
And then back over there, this side of Yuma. Kind of halfway over from Yuma.
Is Blythe going to still be there, or is that going to be the lakefront or oceanfront?
Arizona.
Yeah, Blythe, Arizona. It's right on the border of.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a good question. What is the?
We sent you a map.
Technically, how is it going to?
Look at the I America map. That's easy. We might save Torrey Pines, though. We adore Torrey Pines, the preserve. We adore
right.
that. We might keep that. But then the Willamette Valley, that's gone. G-O-N-E, gone. Gone. You heard me?
I heard it. Thank you. Let me ask you a question. Are we going to am I going to finish my project before this, the sliding off of California takes place?
We said yes. You heard us, right?
Oh, I did know. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Don't. Sorry, I didn't do it. You did.
Yeah, I did it. That's beautiful.
Colorado's going to survive.
Hey, Boris Fenn, the writer, he ended up doing a little...
Committing suicide.
I'm sorry, he committed suicide. Oh. Anyways, he did a little treasure map of, he created some wealth, writing his books, and put a little treasure out for people to go and find. Has he done that?
Not completely.
Was it just for the people to enjoy nature? Or was that his whole purpose? Of
nah, it was more. It was much more vulgar than that.
Really?
He was quite. He was quite the sadomasochist, you know.
That's pretty salacious news there. You know.
What's his name, Rick?
Boris Fenn.
All right, Forrest Fenn. Oh, okay.
Right.
Forrest
He's
Fenn.
He's in, New Mexico. And so it was just a news thing, and I thought it was kind of interesting. It kind of piqued, like a fun little adventure. I know a lot of people go out there and they try to find, based upon his writings and poems. He said he buried he put a little treasure chest out there for $2 million.
He was a freak.
And what he said is not accurate, Ion? Did he make shit up?
Well, he wrote it and made it. He went and did that. He made himself true.
He made it true.
I think he sold a lot of books on that now.
But he was a freak. Well, look, do the math. Okay, I got a couple $1 million. I'm going to take it out, and I'm going to put it in a box. I'm going to put a treasure map. I'm going to go bury it somewhere. Okay, and I'm going to sell books, see if you can find the damn couple $1 million. Well, you're really a bastard. How hard is it going to be to sell books to someone where there really is money there to even go find?
Perfect analysis, Ion. Thank you.
He was still a freak.
Lena's over here giggling. She's trying to figure out what a freak is, though. Tell her what a freak is.
Google it.
I get the freak. But I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Get your freak on.
Okay.
Get your freak on.
I've been taking some frequency.
Hey,
Ion, tell her get her freak on with me tonight.
He doesn't have to tell me. I'm just going to do that.
Ooh,
so,
funny. There you go. Now we're negotiating.
I've been taking the RNA drops for over a year, and I do that protein drink, the shake thing. Okay,
yes.
But all of a
Restructure.
Sudden...
Bob snorts it.
Yeah, I could see that. I like that. But, all of a sudden, I know it's like I'm not sleeping, but I'm like... I'm really aware of when I go to bed, close my eyes, and I am going portaling to, I don't know what that is, but I'm really aware of that. So what am I portaling to? It's like they seem like different universes because, like, they're colored different, the people are different. It's like, it doesn't...
Don't say colored. I don't like that anymore. This is a family show. It's a family show.
Apologize for the language.
Don't disavow. It's okay. We're just trying to keep it good. We're live now, so we don't even have a 7-second interval anymore. Everybody has to be on their toes now, tiptoes. You see, we can't even say bitch and stuff like that either. We have to do stars.
So I don't say bitch.
So that's all
good. I got it.
That's right. Now fuck's okay. You can say fuck. That's okay.
All right. So what the fuck is it I'm portaling to?
Home.
Because I am so aware of my
And when you get there, you're so when you're there, it's so comforting because it's home.
Yes. It is. It's very comforting, but I'm like.
Yep. But now the getting there is a white knuckle fight because you have to forfeit or separate yourself from your reality that's here. And this is the one that you're fucking and having fun with, but that one is the one that's more comfortable and home. So stay with that.
Right.
And don't fight it. Don't fight it. You will get up and it'll be like you chopping wood all night long. You will not rest. But if you can let it go and relax, then you'll be okay. Because you only sleep about 11 minutes, 12 minutes a night anyway.
Right. Exactly. But I also, there's times when I feel like I'm at, like, going to battle. I wake up with, like I feel like a sword's gone through my, like, shoulder blade or through my heart. It's like I feel like I'm
yeah.
in battle.
Like, it's like ripping the meat off of your clavicle bone.
Right.
Specifically.
Right. I wake up going, what the hell? What kind of I was at a war right now. I know. I feel like I was like at a war.
Yeah. Many died.
Oh, yeah. I've killed many. I know that.
Yeah.
Many have died.
Bob, we got a stone cold killer here.
Yeah. I don't care. I enjoy those kills. It's like I put little notches
take
on my
it.
Belt.
Fuck them. Let me tell you what, honey. It used to be fuck them if you can't take a joke. Now you can say choke them if they can't take a fuck.
That's so funny. I just choked somebody yesterday. It's so interesting.
That guy. That guy.
Say you
just,
used
just
that
like
reference.
Old times. Just like old times, isn't it? Honey, get you some good
yeah.
piano wire. That's what the Sicilians used. It was
oh,
fabulous.
I know.
Ion, she wasn't kidding.
Yeah.
We know. We know.
We know.
You're telling us. Yeah. You're telling us. You're telling us already. You're telling us already.
It was all just fun.
Oh, no. Like I said, those humanoids, they just want to die. I'm just going to help them along their way. Like, that's,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Move along.
We got us. We got the angel. We got the angel of death. She's God's little answer to euthanasia.
Oh, I've talked to the angel of death many times. I like him. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a bold brummer now. He'll fuck you up, though. You got to watch out.
Nah. He usually tells me when he's coming, and then I just go, okay, thanks for the info.
Bless your heart. Tell him next time you swallow, see what he says.
Oh, Bridget wants to ask you a question about Red Giant.
Okay, let her rip, Taylor Chip.
Liam keeps on talking about these red giants, and I've never heard about the red giants. Are there red giants? She says that they're the people that created gods. And according to you, you can't create a god. God's the ultimate, and therefore, how do you have a red giant aspect? So there's a quandary there.
It's a star.
The star that came from where?
Lena says it's a star that came from where?
It's just the name of a type.
Yeah, it's average astronomical knowledge. Red
so,
giant. I think I got it on my tiny note chart, Richard. I think I got a giant thing,
yeah,
a white dwarf.
Does. Yeah, and the blue stone. Don't forget the blue stone.
Yeah,
and smooching on Vern.
Yeah, now people, this Richard we're talking to, I met the weekend of March 9th, approximately 2013. Same weekend I met Jack Savardi and Madeline, the legendary Madeline was there.
We love Madeline.
Right. Was Will there? Did you meet Willie Benign, the
oh,
other
yeah,
guy?
And his, and the what you called his significant other, the eco-fascist.
Yes, the eco-fascist significant other. Yes, we were all together at some point.
All right.
Yeah, when we went up and looked at some California forests, and I was sitting in the back seat listening to her berate Will about what they had to do to do this, to blow that up. They were terrorists, you know, talking about ecological issues and what had to be done.
I kept quiet, man. I didn't fucking want to fuck with that woman. Jesus, she was vicious. I wanted to get back to Hawaii, so I just pretended I didn't know what they were talking about. You actually met one. You met one. Now they're down in L.A. Watch out, those
are
people
they?
In L.A. with Will and whatever her name is down there walking around planning destructive, counterintuitive environmental metaphors. Watch out.
They getting paid by George Soros?
Yeah, oh, they're well paid. By, I think they fund George Soros.
Oh, they fund George.
Well, yeah, they support. They prop
amazing.
Him up.
That's a flood.
Yeah, no one talks about the people behind George Soros, except for LaRouche.
You know, that's interesting. He's out. He's out in the thing, but he's the person.
No, no. Look
the
at your words. He's out in the
Soros.
Thing. Wait, what does that mean? He's out in the thing. What thing?
The public space. Public space. Sorry. LaRouche. Sorry, George. Sorry, George.
Look at Ian. You can't take
him.
It. You can't take friendly conversation.
You're begging him to come. You're begging him to visit. You're begging him to talk, and he doesn't say one word. You say, what does that mean? Stop it. What are you saying? Don't talk. Speak. Don't speak. What are you saying? You're wearing something. You're saying, who the hell are you? You don't even know what you're
talking about. It's called communication. Communication, for fuck's sake. Not a monologue that we get from you. Yeah. Look at that, Richard. I'm freaking eyed out. He's losing his balance. He's losing his marbles because I'm doing a normal probatory investigation of you, Richard.
How very LaRouchean! How very LaRouchean of you both!
look at Thompson. Watch this, Richard. Thompson, watch. Ion's like get quiver. Thompson. Look at Ion. Look, he's quivering. No, Bob, not Thompson.
Chilled.
Yeah, he's getting chilled. Now we have to go see what the audience is saying by looking at the chat line. We're getting even Ion is going. He put a shock image up for himself. He's shocked. He showed it on the chat line.
He emoji.
Emoji. Yeah, he's showing himself in shock. And he got legendary Madeline. Look, she's on there smiling, embarrassed. Madeline's responding.
It's an embarrassed smile.
What are we saying here? We were talking about what? I'll let you tell. You talk to Ion before I drive him off. Go ahead. I'll back off.
So I think Lena has another question. Hold on a second. Come back to crazy. Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. My question is about the elders, and it's about because I listen all the time about there's no such thing as time, and I remember all the times I've had human bodies, and I remember there's a time where there was no such thing as time. Like you never even thought about it. It was like. It just was. It just is. It just was. But I also remember there was these elders, and I don't understand their concept with the humanoids. Are they watching over us, or are they just, what?
You listen to the Revelation series. What were 4 and 20 elders doing around the throne?
I think she's saying ogres. O G R E S.
No, I said
is that what
elders.
You're saying?
Elders.
Oh, you're not
no,
saying
elders.
Ogres.
It was almost like you went to court.
I got it.
You went to court and they use the word judge,
cork.
But it
cork,
was like,
cork is now. Hey, now you want to go over there? That's some real freaks in Cork. You should go to Cork. They got some real freaks over there.
Not corpse, but cork.
Oh, we were making fun of Bob's hearing, so it's okay.
I know. But it's
what's your question about elders, Lena?
But it's sometimes I feel like I'm an elder, because it's kind of like I watch the humanoids and I watch them not getting it, and I'm like, what's it going to take you to get it? It's why do you not get it?
Oh, honey, you got to lay some pipe and give them that ram-a-lama ding dong. They'll get it then.
It's like, come on, how many lifetimes you got to be here to fucking figure out you're a god?
Well, how many eternities are you going to fuck anyway? So get with it.
Lena's from the Angelic Quadrant.
Most of them. No. You can actually understand her. She didn't have a cockney lisp.
Yeah, no, but her attitude. Angie used to go around looking at all the little insignificant humans and berate them. This is what Lena does. She's just disgusted. Blatant nonsense.
I'm sorry. I'm disgusted with humanoids that don't get it and are offended. I'm sorry. Bob.
See, don't worry. Carolyn's coming that way. She's not there yet, but she's coming that way. It's like, they can wait. The poor patients be calling up, and everyone else, she'll say, are you dying? Okay, I can't help you. Are you ascending? Okay, I can help you. Sort it out. That'll be the
right,
first one.
Like,
print slowly on your commercial.
Or get off the fucking planet, okay? I'm sorry.
Here, here we have another fascist. Another fascist.
Remember when Rumor Mill News, the little bitches, crazy on the show? And remember, we talked about it after that, about when it won't be long, they'll be calling, talking about how the gods will be done with this, and they'll be wishing all the little people just go on and die. And it was fast forward to right now, Bob, because all is recorded from right then. Draw a dot, straight line, dot to dot. And you go, oh, yeah, we did talk about that. Oh, yeah, that was about that. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah,
I just made a new category for
Lemurians. The Lemurians didn't have it all.
Yeah, I just made a new category, Doodalina, the new Ionic fascist. we're growing fascists, girl.
Nice.
This is for temporary purposes that
Bob always.
Yeah, this
Bob
is
always.
This is recorded for copyright purposes.
Yeah.
Other than Bob.
Yeah.
Can you believe this weather, Richard? It was storming, dogs and cats, radio, water, and now it's all sunny and sunset. I mean, the place changes rapidly. It's quadrophenic, right in nature, what I'm experiencing here.
It's beautiful.
It's working. It's working with 45P and the lunar eclipse. 45P and the lunar eclipse.
And the full moon.
And the comet.
The green comet, or snow moon, and the penumbral lunar eclipse.
Penumbral, yes, that's right. Penumbral, yes.
Yeah, the penumbral
does that
eclipse.
Does that have any meaning?
You're descended, Richard. It's over your head. All the effects of tonight will be over your head.
Smoking on purple.
Smoking my product.
Absolutely. We love
to if you live
product.
With someone who's always Rosie talking man. Over people's heads, you're going to have it rub off on you, Richard. So get that Lena out of your house. She's the first ionic fat. You don't want that around there.
I don't know. There were some other things
He went, I don't know. Have you ever heard
she
I
might,
go, I don't
might,
know?
Some other conversations she might be handy to have about. So be careful with all that. Don't
let her over on
Jim
payday.
Don't make her go unconscious. Use your chrome-colored dick.
And just nail Lena so she's unconscious for a few days. That would help.
There are no weapons in the house. There's no weapons in the house. I made sure of that. I told all my guns.
You're going to regret that statement.
Does Fort Worth ever cross your mind?
Fort Worth?
That's what we said. Yep.
Fort Worth.
Better watch it. Bob and I are team tagging up on you. You don't want to get Bob and I together working
Ooh,
on you.
Stop.
Yeah. You know what? You guys are loving. All you're doing is loving me up a little more.
Damn it, man. And normally Bob will remind you to leave the money on the nightstand, so you're getting a freebie today.
I do that once a month. So. All's well.
Look at you. Isn't that nice? That's so nice. Now, are you bragging or complaining?
I'm just stating.
Okay.
Okay. I think, Richard, you've been very entertaining. Call back as soon as possible, and we'll get you back on again. And meanwhile, we've got to find someone else.
We got to have Bert.
You want Bert?
We
are
love
you ordering up Bert?
We love and appreciate you guys. Yeah,
well, here's someone needs to be raped over the fucking coals. No, we have to tag team this fucking bitch. Okay, you ready? Okay, thanks a lot, Richard. Watch the violence unfold. Get ready. And all the people on the phone, they're all shaking. Is Bob talking about me? Who's the bitch? Am I a bitch? Uh-oh. They're all shaking and trembling as Bob's cursor moves over the radio.
He's really talking about us.
Yes, your variation. So thanks a lot, Richard.
and Lena. Wonderful entertainment from you people. Stay alive.
Thank you.
Don't be too rough on the little ones.